Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us today. Under urgent conditions, of course, Turkey has decided to open the borders. They are now waiting en masse on the Greek border to pour into Europe, pretty much. Made a little bit of a compilation yesterday that I hope you saw. If not, I'll link it up and you can definitely check that out later too. Kind of summarizing the situation a little bit, we actually have an independent journalist with us today from, well, he's originally from Greece, but he's living in Belgium right now. Sotiri Dimpinodous, I think you pronounce it. Last name again? Give it that to me.
Dimpinodous.
Dimpinodous, there you go. Yes. Great guy. He's doing a lot of good stuff on Twitter, obviously, following the situations, breaking news, all that kind of stuff. Unfortunately, he had his account axed here about, what did you say, 3 weeks ago?
Yes, 3 weeks ago.
And it was over the coronavirus, probably?
Yes, probably coronavirus, yes.
Probably, that's right. So make sure you...
I made a few people uncomfortable about the videos I posted.
A little bit too much truth was getting out, let me put it that way. They don't like that on Twitter.com. But anyway, we can talk more about that later if we have time for it. But let's dive into the situation kind of just head on in terms of Turkey and stuff like that and what's happening. What's your assessment of the situation? Obviously, we've seen kind of threats made by Turkey after the news of 33 of their soldiers were killed in the ongoing war effort there. And actually, midnight, I think it was last night, Saturday, they officially started their campaign inside of Syria, which of course is going to drive even further refugees towards the border. How do you see the situation right now?
The situation right now at the Greek border is a little bit at a severe level, Greek authorities say, because 3 days ago it were around 3,000 to 4,000 illegal migrants. And just today, around 8 a.m., I think, there were around 13,000 to 15,000 at a specific site at the Castagna.
Yeah, exactly. There's two locations. I forget the second one, but there's two major locations, which I guess they've classified them as no man's land, which is kind of odd. I would think that there would be someone's land at a point. But
no, because it is a buffer zone. It's just like Pakistan and India. You have the Kashmir border region. That is also called a no man's land because it is controlled by both governments.
Yeah, I see. So these migrants have been able to move into this area and essentially set up camp and waiting. And we've seen, of course, them attacking the Greek border police already. There's been rumors, and we've seen some of the footage. I showed that here, that Turkey has actually, well, either they have operatives among the migrants or they have given them tear gas and other things. They're throwing, you know, as you can see here, tear gas. They're throwing rocks at the border police. They're basically trying to penetrate through the border, but so far at least the Greek authorities have been able to hold them back. It's pretty pretty intense, actually.
Yeah, I think a few undercover operatives of the Turkish police authorities on the Greek Greek-Turkish border are acting like they are migrants, but they are not. They are carrying, I think, tear gas and fuels to make Molotov cocktails to be thrown at the Greek border police.
What do you think that's about? I mean, I saw someone spoke perfect Turkish, and obviously it could still be a Syrian, I guess, but he was admitting in some of this footage, I used it in my compilation, where he says there's people from Afghanistan, there's people from other Middle Eastern countries, even in Africa.
From Morocco.
Everywhere, everywhere. There's like, there's a little bit of everyone here. And we've seen, of course, sub-Saharan Africans even in the footage as well. The official excuse is that this is about the conflict in Syria, but why the hell are all these other people?
It was never about the conflict in Syria. It was always about provoking Europe into being in submission of Turkey to give them more funding, because they already built a Turkish-Syrian border with concrete. It's about 60 miles, I think, that concrete border with a Turkey and Syria.
All the way? So, the entire border?
Only 60 miles built of the concrete border.
Okay, 60. I misheard that. Okay, 60 miles. Still, it's something, right? It's probably the most vulnerable areas or something like that. This is some of the footage that you actually uploaded here that we're showing. They're throwing Molotov cocktails at the border police. And most of the media reports I've seen so far, from Deutsche Welt to... maybe not Ruptly, to be honest, RT's kind of, you know, stock footage arm or whatever you want to call it, but most of them are all reporting from the Turkish side, from the side of the migrants, that it's the Greek authorities that are oppressive. It's the Greek authorities that are refusing to open their open the gates, essentially. What do you make of that?
It's like a catch and release policy. They only focus on one side of the conflict. They only go to the migrants to show the world, to pity them, to allow them into Europe. But Greece has no obligation to take in these migrants because we already have an overflow of migrants on the Greek islands and on the mainland of Greece, because mainland Europe doesn't want any more migrants to go because it fuels the right-wing parties to vote on them more.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that's an interesting take. I saw this too. We can show some of the footage here from Lesbos that was pouring in too. Mainly African, sub-Saharan African migrants that were coming in here. There was an organization called the Lighthouse Relief, actually, which was, there's a couple of Swedes among them. I forget some of the other names that were included as well, but they seem to have kind of taken over the role from organizations like IsraAid that was exposed, you know, a couple of years back, that they were Israel's foreign ministry were essentially funding an organization to bring in Middle Eastern and African migrants into Greece. What do you make of the what's happening on Lesbos right now?
The situation on Lesbos is a little bit different than on mainland Greece, because Lesbos is an open area of sea between Turkey and Greece. So they can use their inflatable boats to go to the shores of Lesbos or other kinds of Greek islands like Chios. So in the current past 24 hours, I think, around 120 people managed to arrive again. And Greek locals are repelling the Greek authorities for building a new migrant camp on Lesbos.
That's right. There's been a lot of fighting, actually, back and forth between the Greek people in Lesbos. I saw some reports, and again, they're kind of unconfirmed, but apparently people from the mainland was coming by boat to Lesbos to kind of back up those that have pushed back the police. And they start, of course, smashing an intended migrant center that they're building there. And the locals are sick and fed up with it completely.
No, it's not the locals from mainland Greece. It's the locals of Lesbos, of the island, that are repelling the Greek security forces off the part where they want to build the new migrant camp.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the unconfirmed reports I mentioned was that I heard that there were like people from Athens and stuff were also coming to back them up, which I don't know is true. Now, your Greek ethnicity, of course, are you in contact with anybody in Greece or getting some direct information from there?
Only my cousin who lives in the province of Lesbos in Greece, because he is a farmer there. So I get frequently updates from him how the situation is right now there.
All right. So what do you think the developments are going to be? I guess, actually, before we move there, let's just talk about this thing with Turkey and Erdogan a little bit, what his intention is. Actually, let me go up here. Show some of the money that Turkey has received from the EU when it comes to holding back the floodgates, right? Mm-hmm. And sure, it's been bad in Turkey. Estimates are as high as 4 million people, not only Syrians, many other people too, and they've kind of taken the brunt end of that. But the EU has just poured money into this, 1.125 billion euros.
No, that's not the correct. That's not the correct number.
What would you set it to?
6.3 billion, I think, from the 12 billion package they offered to give them.
So it's even more. I wouldn't be surprised if they were downplaying the numbers, to be honest. And of course, this didn't do anything. Erdogan was saying, he was essentially threatening Merkel and saying, "You pay now. Pay us now or we'll open the borders." And of course, all these things, it was a culmination issue that these 33 fighters Turkish soldiers that died in Syria in the combat there. But my point there has been, they have been a part of the problem, Sotiri, for such a long time. They've been backing ISIS forces. They have, they hid Al-Qaeda. They hid al-Baghdadi for a while. They have been, of course, fighting with the Kurds there. They have had a big stake in that region. Right, and so they're a big part of the problem of why all these migrants have been driven into Turkey to begin with, right?
They had already a really deep stake in Syria since the Arab Spring began, I think. They invaded the region of Idlib 2 years ago, I think, Turkey, on the Turkish border side of Syria. And not only Idlib they taken over, but other regions in Syria they taken over, because Erdogan has a vision of the old Ottoman Empire to
That's
take
right.
as many as land from Syria as possible right now. That is his ultimate objective.
I actually have a clip that we can play. Make sure the audio is going on this too. It's essentially, and you know, I don't want to be cringy and boomerish here, but it's essentially like Erdogan is basically talking about Lebensraum, right? He's talking about
mm-hmm.
the we need expanded borders, we need more, and,
yes.
and he's talking about restoring that. And it's amazing in you know if you put that in perspective that if there was any other European leader that would have spoken like that or whatever, there would have been instant condemnation, there would have been instantly mm-hmm. Reports about this in the mass media, but we're not being told the story. Check out this clip here as he's talking to it. It's subtitled, so podcast audience, go check out the video version because I'm not going to translate it now. Here we go.
Türkiye, Türkiye'den büyüktür. Bunu böyle bilin. Yani biz 780 bin kilometre kareye hapsolamayız. Çünkü bizim fiziki sınırlarımız başkadır, gönül sınırlarımız bambaşkadır. Musul'daki, Kerkük'teki, Haseke'deki, Halep'teki, Humus'taki, Mısrata'daki, Üsküp'teki, Kırım'daki, Kafkasya'daki kardeşlerimiz fiziki sınırlarımız dışında olabilir. Ama hepsi gönül sınırlarımızın içindedir, kalbimizin tam ortasındadır. Devlet ve millet tarihimizi 90 yılla sınırlandırmaya kalkanlara izin vermeyeceğiz. İlk öğretimden itibaren ki bunu artık anaokulları diyoruz. İtibaren ders kitaplarının bu çerçevede yeniden gözden geçirilmesi dahil milletimizi tarihiyle, kültürüyle, medeniyetiyle buluşturacak her türlü adımı süratle atmalıyız.
Well, there you go. What do you make of that? I mean, it's a I forget when the speech was made, but it's kind of pretty blatant. He's even talking about Crimea, Skopje, which of course is well, I know the name is contested, but it's North Macedonia. He's talking about a huge area, swath of area that he wants to restore. So it makes sense that he would want to drive migrants and other ethnicities out of these regions, right, for his own people.
Not for his own people, but from his image, his perspective. He's saying now. Look at me, what I've done. I've pushed migrants to the Greek border so that they can illegally enter the Greekish territories to invade that country. Let me speak of.
Yeah, I've seen too various, I think it's Turkish TV, some other Arab countries that have openly kind of talked about, you know, taking over essentially European territory and stuff like that and Muslimification of the Arabs essentially. And I'm sure that that ties into it too. That these people they see Europe as weak. they're just opening. They're not fighting back. They're just letting this happen, kind of thing. They must think that European leaders are absolutely idiotic, and they're obviously taking advantage of the situation. What do you make of it?
I don't make a lot of it because look, we Greeks are always going to defend our border, no matter what. A few migrants are not going to stop us from doing our job or something like that. Turkey can provoke us a lot. We are always going to fight back against Turkey. The borders of Greece are always protected and always taken care of the border security, because border security has deployed in numbers now. The Greek military is involved right now, around 3,000 to 4,000 armed military forces have arrived at Efros, at the border of Turkey and Greece, at the northern border, not at the border of Lesbos and Chaos. So that's not the problem for us right now. So let Erdogan do, let Erdogan speak, let Erdogan think, but for us, the Greeks, it doesn't matter anymore. So let he speak his mind. Because he is a psychological maniac who expresses his psychotic mind to the public of Turkey. He is a propagandist, he's a liar, so it doesn't matter for us anymore.
Yeah, indeed. Let me show you the map here a little bit too. I saw some of your Twitter feed. There was another, is it Evros that it's pronounced, another area?
Yes, Evros. Evros is Evros. A province in Greece.
Yeah, that's right. And so they were pushing back. Let me pull up your timeline on that here. Some of the footage coming out from there too. Mm-hmm. Greek residents in the Evros province of Greece are shouting their huge support towards the Greek military protecting their border on the border of Turkey against illegal migrants. Here's some of the vehicles coming in right here. What do you know? What's the latest here?
That's at the town of Kassania, that the locals were shouting their support at the Greek military who have arrived around 7 a.m. this morning. So,
and are there nationalists talking about this, that they're wanting to go and support the people down there? Have you heard anything like that?
Not really, because we all back the forces in Greece doing their job right now in this difficult time of Greece, let me speak.
So what do you think will happen? Because again, it seemed first we saw all this footage coming out from Lesbos, mm-hmm. where the riot police were being sent to kind of curb and control the local residents there. Mm-hmm. To me, it almost seemed like a deflection first, that like, look at what's happening in Lesbos, and then, you know, Turkey opened the borders and, mm-hmm. and they were amassing there, and there was almost like a, well, I don't know, the attention were divided. It's almost like a two-front warfare, whatever you want to call it, that on one end, Turkey's riot police have to turn on the locals in Lesbos, but then on the mainland, they will have to, you know, they're supporting Greek and standing up and holding back the migrants that are trying to pour in. So it's a little bit schizophrenic, the situation, if you see what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Here's another video you had too, a video of a Greek battalion being prepared to be deployed at the border of Evros in Greece. Yes. They're singing the slogan, "We are prepared to protect the Greek border, to confront the misery Turkey has brought us." This is what do you think is going to happen here? How's this going to play out? What's your hunch?
I think it's not going to play out bigly. I think it's mainly to protect the Greek border and to repel the illegal migrants trying to cross illegally over into Greece. Because Greek police authorities already said to the migrants in that buffer zone, please go through our embassy building and apply for asylum. Then we can take your claim for actually asylum into Greece.
Right, right. And I think, I mean, again, according to UN, UNCHR, I think they're the abbreviation, mm-hmm. is you're, if there is war in a country, you're supposed to go to the first country, the closest, yes. to you, that is at peace. And in this case, it would be Turkey, and they should stay there until the international community can sort it out. But of course, they have been in Turkey for years now. Some have been there since 2015, some have been there for a year, some even less. But it's clear that Greece has decided to use this as a weapon against Europe, to essentially get them to back them in Syria as well, and let them do whatever they please in Syria, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. You're actually right, yeah.
I'm actually right there. what else can you say? What's anything else that you've been looking at or updates on the situation that's worth knowing, that we should that our audience should be aware about the situation?
That European border security Frontex has been activated, and that reports suggest they are going to arrive as early as tomorrow or tomorrow evening in Greece. Right. So to help the Greek authorities with the border security there.
Now here's a statement from Russia as well. Let's listen to this, because they were arguing that if Turkey had supplied them with the details about where their troops were, this accident, whatever you want to call it, wouldn't have happened to begin with. They kind of pinned the blame on Turkey a little bit. Listen to this here.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov fired back and argued that they were never the target. He said the attack was meant to hit opposition militants in the region, and the only reason Turkish troops were killed was because Ankara did not follow through on agreements to pass along accurate coordinates of where their troops were.
There are agreements between our two militaries, and if this agreement is implemented in full, including the sharing of exact coordinates of the location of Turkish troops, then such tragedies could have been avoided.
What do you make of that?
Turkey never wanted to give the location of the Turkish soldiers in Idlib, because
for a
Russia
reason.
Because Russia would tell Assad that the forces are already there in that region. So Turkey is just lying. Turkey is always lying right now about the Syrian conflict and in Greece. The numbers, what they claim, they have destroyed or have killed troops already in Syria are all false reporting.
I mean, a situation like this was just a matter of time. If you have Turkey, which is essentially on the side that's fighting Assad, and they can call them moderate rebels all they want, but we're talking about Al-Qaeda, right? That's the forces that they're ultimately supporting. And they're on the same side because they want the same thing. So Turkey would back them, they have backed them, etc. If Russia is on the side of Assad, it obviously means we're going to fight Al-Qaeda. We're going to fight those forces that are... And so to have an agreement there to try to pass on information to each other, that would just serve as a proxy. That's an impossibility. I'm surprised it's taken this long, but I guess it's due to the fact that Turkey has finally entered into the conflict by putting, you know, as you said, you said that they had been doing that earlier, but they've been more and more participatory in the warfare. They have more boots on the ground now than they ever have, especially since last night. But NATO, they're a NATO member. You know, I know that there's been some emergency meetings and called like that, but it just seems so bizarre to me that a NATO member can do this, right, to other NATO members.
Yeah, but on most NATO members, especially the US, has condemned Turkey for invading Syria. Only the US agreed on a peace agreement between Syria and Turkey to establish a 60-mile deep border zone for relocating Syrian refugees from the Turkish border into Syria. But that agreement never took place.
Interesting, yeah. Okay, so we'll see what happens here. We're going to follow, you know, some of the updates. Do you know anything about any other? I think you had one video. Meanwhile, on the island of Lesbos, people from NGOs are being harassed and chased away by Greek patriots. Tell us about this.
Around 4 p.m. This afternoon in Greece, a few patriots gathered around an NGO organization, and they harassed them away from the area because a migrant boat arrived from the Turkish border to Lesbos on the island, and the NGOs wanted to give the migrants food, water, and other kinds of commodities to take them in later today. But the Greek locals on the island said that it's enough for us. You cannot be here anymore. Go away.
Right. I love seeing this kind of opposition. And finally, someone doing something. I mean, I've talked about it for years that when I saw Israel Aid, which is literally a foreign entity, they were paid by the Foreign Ministry of Israel to be on foreign ground, you know, shipping in migrants into it. It's like, why is there no one stop? Is there any, do you know if there's any conversation like this going on in Greek media or questioning this or anybody?
Greek media is now a little bit afraid because most of the Greek media in Greece are left-wing, and they are talking about a huge patriot uprising in Greece, and that they are encouraging Greek patriots to go and harass NGOs or authorities on the islands to take in the migrants from Turkey.
So where do you think the pressure will end up now if we look at this from the point of view of EU, I guess even NATO to a certain extent too, will they basically tell Greek to open their borders and to let them all in, like we've saw, you know, back when the major migrant crisis begun? Is that what they're going to do?
Always, yes, always. Yeah. It's going always to end up like that, because Germany, France, and Belgium, they always tell other countries, take those migrants in, take care of them, but in fact, they end up whining at a migrant camp underneath a bridge, or at the migrant camp at France. How does that migrant camp called?
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. There was a huge, just looked like a trash heap, essentially.
Yes, so
they were done. It's amazing.
Always ends like
and look at what happened just a few days ago forget the area.
France,
blah blah blah. Paris. Yeah.
Gardelion.
Right. It was a Congolese migrants. They were rioting over a artist that they thought were pushing the mainline Kinshasa line. Right. So it's like 100% an imported problem, which caused all this. It should never have happened. That's my point. Right.
And they tortured around 60 scooters in that area. So,
oh man, it's just chaos. I don't know if people have speculated this is going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back, so to speak. I'm not sure that will be the case. Do you think, is there a possibility that like up to 4 million people more flood into Europe as a consequence of this little?
I think the bag of Greece already broke at this point. We've seen more patriots rising up from their seats and taking their stand against those migrants. So I think Greece has already broken, but at a positive way, not at a negative way.
Right.
So we can push back them.
Yeah, I mean, organization, I think, is going to be, if this is the direction that these elites and globalists want to take it, then so be it, because I think more and more Europeans are going to be sick and fed up with it. And to a certain extent, I know it's not always like the worse it is, the better it gets. But to a certain extent, if this continues, that's going to be the only thing that gets Europeans to stand up and say no and do something about this, right? I mean, they're trying to ethnically replace us, and this just can't go on and on forever. And so to a certain extent, The more they push, the faster they push it. That's going to be a wake up call for a lot of Europeans, I think, that are not maybe. I mean, if they're not aware of the situation now, they're obviously under a rock or something. But still, it has to hit home sometimes. It has to come to their doorstep for them to react and do something about it, right?
It already came in 2014, so that's not a big deal.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, we've been talking about this for years now. But all right, well. Great having you here. Anything else, last thing you can think about worth giving us an update on before we let you go here?
I always say, keep looking at the bright side. Keep always thinking positive. Everything is going to be right. So we Europeans have existed always, and we Europeans are going to always exist. So.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Hey, plug your Twitter a little bit. I see you have a .com website. Plug that. If there's a way people can support your work, you do a lot of good independent journalists. So tell us about what you do.
I do mostly citizen journalism. So I go sometimes on the scene, like the Gilets Jaunes. I go and record them and look at the situation, how it is in France, and sometimes I go around my local areas and report the news. It's mainly because I'm concerned about the time periods now, because we have the coronavirus, we have the Greek situation at the Greek border, and other kinds of stuff in the world. So I'm always reporting news. I love to report news, so why not?
Excellent. Yeah, no, you do a great job. Coronavirus, just quickly here at the end, it looks like it's pretty bad in Italy and it's spreading in other parts. First case in sub-Saharan Africa, Nigeria had its first case. Do you think it's going to be a global pandemic? Is it just a matter of time? What's your hunch on this?
I think a pandemic, not, because it's less lethal than influenza. So I think it's going to be a local pandemic, figuratively and speaking.
Interesting. Which of course makes this situation worse, because you don't know if these people are carrying this with them, right? I mean, let's say our leaders are insane. They're not looking after their own people. They're doing this to the detriment of us. But hey, Sotir, it was great having you here. Thank you so much for coming on. It was a great job, man. Keep up the good work, and we'd love to have you back in the future, maybe for a shorter segment again, and get an update on stuff. It was great to connecting with you finally.
Okay, my pleasure, Henrik.
Well, thank you for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. Great having you with us. Red Ice TV, redicemembers.com. Check out our memberships, redicemembers.com, for exclusive material, Weekend Warrior, tons of second hours of most of the interview shows that we do as well. Everything is right there archived for you in case we get censored from every public platform and social media company. But for now, you can find us on BitChute. We are on Twitter. We are on Library. We are also on a couple of different platforms like Minds and Gab. So we have links down below. So definitely make sure that you check that out and follow us there. Okay, guys, we'll be back with much more soon. Until then, take care. We'll see you next time. Keep fighting, keep the spirits up, and we'll get through this. See you later.
As Syrian and Russian forces attempted to retake land lost to rebels on Thursday, Turkish forces supporting the rebels came under fire, their bloodiest day in the conflict so far.
As a result of the airstrikes, 33 soldiers have been martyred.
Turkey says it's responding by attacking every known Syrian government target. Hours earlier, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan had hailed the battlefield successes. Turkey has thousands of troops in Idlib, supporting rebel forces, at war with Syrian troops, backed by Russia. Turkish airstrikes have been pounding Syrian government positions for days. A de-escalation zone agreement between Turkey and Russia, signed in 2018, was intended to prevent such fighting and protect 4 million civilians living there. Whatever happens with Sadakat, it won't end there, or anytime soon. Turkey says it will deepen its involvement in Syria against the government it's now labeled the enemy.
Şansölye dedim ki Merkel'e, bak böyle bir durum var. Sizin bana daha önce verilmiş böyle büyük rakamlarla sözleriniz var. Söyleyin söyleyin en fazla 25 milyon avro. Ben de vereyim dedi. Biz ona da tabii kabul dedik. Böyle bir şey olmadı. Aradım tekrar şansölyeyi. Para hazır dedi. Dedim hazır olan paranız buraya gelmiyor. Eğer bunu verecekseniz verin. Vermeyecekseniz dün söylediğimi söylüyorum. Kendilerine dedim ki o zaman bu mültecileri biz size gönderelim.
Turkey signed a deal with the EU to stop refugees crossing from its borders after a 2015 migrant crisis. The Turkish leader said 18,000 migrants have amassed on the Turkish borders with Europe since Friday, adding that the number could reach as many as 30,000 on Saturday.
We know that there are about 4 million people who fled the bloodthirsty attacks of the regime, and now they are moving towards our borders.
And thousands of migrants are now stuck in no man's land between the two sides. Turkish officials announced they would no longer stop migrants from crossing into Europe.
to Europe. And where do you want to go now?
Do you want to go to Europe?
To Europe.
Yeah, Europe.
I heard the news and that's why I came. I want to go to Europe.
We're coming from Istanbul. Our aim is to get to Germany.
I came here to enter Yunnan, but as you see the situation, we cannot go inside. They don't let us go inside. I don't know why they're doing this.
One family who's originally from Iran, they heard the border was open, they want to cross into Greece and then potentially move on to a Scandinavian country.
There are Syrians with us, Algerians, Palestinians, there are people from every country.
Βάζονται στα σύνορά μας, δεν έχουν έρθει εδώ από μόνοι τους, διώχνουν, τους αποθεί και τους χρησιμοποιεί η γειτονοχώρα η Τουρκία. Θέλουμε να στείλουμε ένα μήνυμα προς κάθε κυβέρνηση ότι δεν πρόκειται να αφήσουμε να περάσει κανείς χωρίς νόμιμα ταξιδιωτικά έγγραφα. Η Ελλάδα έχει σύνορα, η Ευρώπη έχει σύνορα και τα σύνορα οι Έλληνες τα φυλάμε.
Τουρκία δεν büyük. Yani biz 780 bin kilometre kareye, çünkü bizim fiziki sınırlarımız başkadır, gönül sınırlarımız bambaşkadır. İlk öğretimden itibaren, ki bunu artık anaokulları diyoruz, itibaren ders kitaplarının bu çerçevede yeniden gözden geçirilmesi dahil milletimizi tarihiyle, kültürüyle, medeniyetiyle buluşturacak her türlü adımı süratle atmalıyız.
Further south on another familiar route to Europe across the Aegean Sea, migrants move to the Greek islands, which are already overwhelmed. Was enough to prompt the EU, whose leaders must be nervous, to remind Turkey of its obligations.
We expect Turkey to uphold its commitments stemming from this statement, and the Turkish authority officially confirmed that there is no change in the official policy, no change in official position, and we expect that it will stay so and that Turkey will continue to deliver on the commitments stemming from the EU-Turkey statement.